it should be clear, we made it very clear that who is accountable to whom. Because as Parliament, we are appropriating money to the department. The department is supposed to account to the portfolio committee, but it seems as if things are not going well. And unfortunately, Chairperson, we're not going to allow the CFO, whether the minister is not here, the DT is not here, we're not going to allow them to prevent. Because the presentation one was not forwarded on time. Two, we want a written apology. It is a delegation. The DT is delegating the CFO to come and present. We want a written apology in terms of delegation of power. So unfortunately, we're not going to allow you. And thirdly, even the DT and the minister, we're not going to allow them. It's 20 past 10 now. The meeting was scheduled for 10 o'clock. We can't wait for them. They must wait for us as a protocol committee. We've been here. Unfortunately, things were not coordinated very well. Because unfortunately, we're not supposed to be here even us. Parliament has wasted money to buy food. We are here in the morning for nothing. Because it's only in the agenda of our committee today. The presentation, the quarterly report only. We don't have any other matter that we must discuss. So that we're here, we've paid transport, we've paid food, we've paid everything, even ourselves finished. We are tired, some of us are from constituency work. I was doing door to door yesterday, I was very much tired. I was thinking of coming today around 10 o'clock or 11 o'clock or even before 2 o'clock. Unfortunately, I'm not going in by Chairperson. I think it must be very clear. And even we made an indication on the 14th to say you submitted your annual report very late and you apologize because you are human beings. We took your apology. But we think that it is for the last time. We want improvement from the department in this parliament. It can't be the parliament, it can't be the parliament, it can't be business as usual. There must be change somewhere and somehow.
Thank you, Chair. Morning, members of the Parliament. I could agree with Honorable Peke that we have agreed that the committee, the department that we are going to meet today. So if the minister and the DG is not here, then we are going to proceed with the meeting, especially because we want them to take us seriously as the committee. We don't want the chairperson to go around and asking the ministers and the DG to do their own job. So for now, as a committee, I would agree with the members of the DG.
Thank you very much. I just want to reiterate what the members have said. Very sad that service delivery is not taken seriously, and that is why both minister and the teacher are not here, because they show because we represent our people here. It shows that when they are called by communities, they also don't come and account what is it that they are doing with the department. And I think this thing must be taken better than I think we must also write to the speaker about this behavior, that we can't tolerate it. It's just unacceptable that the minister and the DG don't want to account to the committee. I mean, you wrote to them several times. And before you wrote to them, we even told them when they were presenting on the 14th that they were supposed to present today. So it shows that they don't want to account to us. I don't think if it was cabinet that was calling the minister, she wouldn't be there. She would be there. But because we are not giving it, she doesn't come. And thank you very much.
I can have an answer. Drink some water. clear right now is, can we give them a few minutes and see what is happening at the same time, and we can make an estimate, saying we are under division crisis. Maybe I'm harsh, correct?
Chair, why should we wait?
Why should we wait?
We can't wait.
That's why I said I'm pleading.
No, we can't wait. We should have been out of this, meeting. We can wait.
The email, and that's all. There hasn't been any.
The page is before the other objectives, then another member was moving. I will check it in. We will need to. Where we are in the transition period. If the members know on the 25th of May, the president of the country announced on the new administration, the previous administration. And in those announcements, the department, the then Department of Women and Children, people's disability, was then. For the level of the data which is just and that the budget is finished by the package. Without the function of children and checking disabilities. That then necessitated that a national macro organization of the state process be initiated. The final deadline for that was set for the end of the in terms of the project plan. However, during October, the steering committee that is led by the DG in the presidency met
looked at how far we have and agreed that we would then tighten up the loose ends where they are being said. Otherwise, all the open ones, the process has been finalized. We are then establishing a new department of police. When the portfolio committee called us to present on the fourth quarter and the first quarter of the government's report, we came and presented because those reports had been fairly developed and gone through the processes of what we call combined assurance. Now, what we do before we bring any report to the government's committee, it has to go through what we call the combined assurance in the the various branches have to develop the report and confirm the assurance of the report. A unit in the Department of Strategic Management has to ensure that there is a portfolio of evidence to confirm what is reported. It has to be audited. We have to have an internal audit auditing the report before we bring it to a member in Parliament. And it has to serve for the audit committee, and it has to serve for the executive office, because we cannot bring a document that has not been verified. The chairperson and honourable members have indicated in the process of this transition, during the second quarter, those processes need to be strengthened in the new department, as the Department of Police. But also, as we are, as the Department of Police, this second quarter is also a quarter that involves children and persons with disabilities, because the final date for the transfer was effected on the 30th of September, which is the last date of the second quarter. So we still had to go to the Department of Social and ask the children's function and ask the functions of persons with disabilities to say, how have you fared in the second quarter? You are already in the Department of Social Development. However, during the second quarter, you were part of the Department of Women because the transition, that endless process I was talking about, has not been finalized. It is for those reasons, actually, that it has been a challenge for us to be able to submit the document timely. But also at the end of a quarter, we are given 60 days so that we do all the processes are referred to as combined assurances. Then we can submit to Treasury, because again the report has to be submitted to National Treasury. Now we have to submit to the Department of Performance Management and Planning, because that's where it has been moved. So this is, I humbly apologize for not having submitted timely, but it is by no means that we are disrespecting this house. In this forum, it is, as I alluded to, the challenges with the transition that we were facing as a new department, trying to transfer other functions, but also keeping our own functions going and developing our own strategic plan in terms of how are we going to deliver on this new mandate, focusing on women. Thank you.
I'd rather not be the first person to country, but I've seen the hand of Honourable Minister, Honourable Trail, Honourable Minister.
Thank you, Chair, and also thank you, CDG. I just want to find out that the issue here is about the timing of the process that is not submitted. But you know, you have processes, and one would expect that you should have some timeline whereby you know that you know you can actually let us know where you are at with whatever issues that you are attending to your report. To be basically blatantly not being able to come back to us and say, okay, fine, I'm not able, you don't have that kind of communication. and to constantly be reminded. But when you left here on the 14th of October, you knew very well and you agreed that you are actually going to be submitting that. And I think it's very important that, like, for us to feel like, you know, we are taken seriously. We have to, you cannot just promise that you are going to have quarterly reports being ready, but yet you're not actually delivering. Whilst you knew very well that the transition period is going to take whatever she does. So I assume that you should be having some kind of timeline of what should be ready at a certain time. And even if you have your own systems within the department, you should basically have the timeline to say, I'm giving so-and-so this report, and I expect it to be ready at a certain set of time. You have to be able to emphasize your powers within the department, so that also our staff will feel like, you know, you are doing your part, so that we can also be available to you.
I think TG, I don't know if they call it good. Yeah. It says that there is no respect, respect is a mutual thing. They give and take things. But if you say you respect this committee, you should have responded to the letters that they sent to you. Even if by telephonically telling the chairperson that these are the predicaments that you are encountering and responding to. We don't know your difficulties and all that, but we also have a responsibility to manage on this side. If you really respected our responsibilities on this side, you should have responded, but you felt, no, it's not important. I'll go there myself and tell them in the morning that this is the situation. Whilst we're supposed to run an institution, we are doing that. I don't think that's the respect we need to start on. So I feel, Chairperson, that they must go back and pay all the expenses that we have incurred on this side, because they never cared that we incurred expenses. That we should reschedule this meeting. They should have called you for us to reschedule this meeting so that we shouldn't incur the cost that we have incurred today. So that the department is liable for all the expenses that we have. I was even telling the researchers that they must evaluate the time that we have spent in today's meeting and video on those meetings, because really, if you really cared, you should have cared about the money that is spending at this stage. We are representing our people. We want to know if you have anybody 1, 2, and 3, and which you did not even have the decency of responding to all the letters that you have sent. Even yesterday, there was a letter that was sent to yourself. So I don't want to accept the apology that has been given to me, Chairperson. Thank you.
Any other member? Wait.
Thank you, Chair. I fully agree with the Honorable Chair that the teaching apology is not acceptable. Especially when the committee, when we are having such reports that are so important to us as a committee, we need to have also the minister to be in the meeting. So if the minister is not there, then I don't think we should proceed with the meeting. Thank you.
Any
judge for yourselves the atmosphere, and it's not because that's my own assessment, it's not because the members are important, but there have been several disappointments building up to what is happening right now.
say it's a pity because CG, you're a servant in all the time. The bullets will be fired to you. We do know this is a very difficult department. Either we pull together or we are asunder. And none of us, I believe, sit us here, wants to be counted among the failures. What will be our report to the respective problem? We are doing oversight on the ministry, and it's a known fact. Ministry is unbearable to us. Not just us, because we are the wagon to report back to the respective. I know that you can't just take decisions on your own. It's got to be endorsed by the minister. But what happens if we're not getting to the whole team? I'm being very blunt now. What do we do? What is expected of us to ensure that this doesn't be another ministry labeled in a way as failure? As it is right now, we're just in limbo. We don't even know about a lot of things. When is the umbilical cord cut off to allow the healing period? Are there new areas that we have to venture into? The answer is zero. Because there isn't a healthy working relationship. I saw you getting shocked when they were talking about us trying to actually draw the attention of the minister to give us a clear picture of what is going on. The people outside are claiming things that are not going to be good for us. As it is right now, I'm saying it here. People living with disabilities are going to be having a massive crunch. They thought with the new ministry they were going to remain there. But now they are pushed into social development. I don't know how much information they have about that. And then what will we do? We don't have answers. We don't even know whether they will end up with, actually we don't know, there's no direct line that says this is it for our ministry and the reasons are 1, 2, 3, 4. That is what we are asking for. We want clarity around this issue. We really need that, because when we are in our constituencies, questions are asked and discussed. Remember, we don't know what to say next time. Fearing that we might actually say something that is totally not the correct answer. Someone should have come here. The minister should have come specifically to say we're not going to be deliberating on any other things, but this is now the format. And the transition is coming to the end on date so and so, so here is our package. Then we all know in far. I'm being very, very open. How do we move forward? We don't even know when we do certain things, whether they are within the correct answer. Please explain to us. And really, we need the minister to just be humble enough to come and address us. She has to come in person. You've heard what the people are saying. It's not from Tandy Hepburn. We need that clarity. Then we won't fumble. And we'll all be moving forward with full understanding. Because none of you sitting here can do things without her actually saying yes, do it. Then she must come to work and tell us that, and then we can say, but 1, 2, 3, remember your answerable to us. We're not fighting, we are talking. And as we talk, it's because we are trying to build this ministry to be viable. We're not going to dig for other reasons that are actually making you appear as people. This is our request. The minister has to come and address us as soon as possible. You heard what the other members have said. Are taking this step. And I'm just saying, if she can actually make herself available within a short period of time, we can sort of resolve some of the gray areas. You need meeting and everything. Thank you. Honorable member.
Ngisalo ngisixolisa sifakade ipasi ngokuphela ngithi namdala ngithethe ngishaye isipikile njengoba awuzakuthi bekhulume kodwa ngizange ngibhekisana naku DJ. Umbuzo wami uDJ ubuza ukuthi nabe bayibona nje ikomiti ukuthi libaluleke kangakanani as usihlalo esho abantu phansi konakela hhayi mhlawumbe noma ngilibone lento esibonayo abantu abakhubazekile abantu abantwana ningi izinto esingayibali ngaleyo ndlela besicela ngoba makhlezi la eqinisweni angikhumbula ukuthi ngabe sesinto esingayenza sazodlala nami and yaba khona iyaxolisa angisho ukuthi ungaxolisi ku-right ukuxolisa vele umlomo ngesizulu sithi ihawule kuyiphungela kodwa ngempela nami ngihlezi la angiboni ukubaluleka kokuthi leli komiti lelibona ngempela lisi-serious linzima leli komiti esikulona and abantu emnyango ma ngase ngithi phuma manje uzomthola umuntu ukhubazekile uphethe ingane uhlele epayipini ucela imali emgwaqweni kuningi esingakubala ngaleli komiti as ushe esho siyahamba phansi iziningi iy'nkinga abantu bayakhuluma uma bekhuluma abantu kuba sangasigwathile la ephalamende sijabulele ukudla la umayogati esiwadala kanti inkinga zihlushwa ukuthi o-d g nominis then sala beniyilungisa ngempelaenza ngoba akufuna izohlala zihlalele inkengeko ningabi into esingazenza siyabonga.
Thank you, Honourable Chair and Honourable Members. I think words do elude one at this point because it's quite difficult to redeem ourselves from where we are, having been part of the old department, being part of the new department. And perhaps assurance is also not enough because you actually need to see it. But we do want to assure the community that we do take you quite seriously. And our intention is not to disrespect you in any way. And as much as we know that the work of the second quarter of the department that is no longer there, there's been quite a lot of work that has taken place in ensuring that there is a structure, there is a strategy for the new department. And I'm almost positive that Mr. will be agreeable to come and present the direction that she's already given. And perhaps did you've also underestimated the extent to which you are terribly stretched. And your point is taken that we should have written and indicated that, taking you into our confidence to say that you are struggling in many ways than one, and that would have certainly shed some light on our part. And we take heed of that, and we'll certainly do our part as well to have a conversation with the minister following this and express the seriousness of what has transpired and see how best we can improve going forward. And I suppose one can't apologize enough, and so please do accept our apology as far as possible. Thank you.
Thank you, Honourable Chairperson and Honourable Members. My colleagues have expressed how we feel, which is firstly that I don't want to reiterate that in no way are we taking this platform for granted. We understand the significance of the platform. And yes, Mama, we siyayazi ukuthi omama basokoza, omama labangaphandle bayadinga babekekutheni ukuthi sibabonelele kwimeko abaphila phansi kwazo. Chairperson, I would like to believe that the marching orders that we are getting from this forum are that we should come back and brief the portfolio committee on where we are and how far we've gone and what are the outcomes of the establishment of the new department and the transfer of the function of children and persons with disabilities to the Department of Social Services, which means the national macro organization of the state process. The honorable members would like to know what has transpired today. The second marching order I am getting from a comment from the honorable member is that you would like to know what is our strategic direction in the Department of Women. Where are we taking this new department and what approach are we applying, that we agreed upon to deliver on the new mandate that we are given? We have done the strategic planning. We have been guided by the Honourable Minister. She she has been clear in terms of her mandate and how she would like us to achieve that mandate, and what I get as a marching order is come back and tell her before you finalize or before you run, so that you bring us on board in terms of your new strategic approach. Yes, Honourable Member, we should have, on behalf of the Minister, responded, because we must remember that the Member's right to the Minister, so we understand and we accept that we should have assisted in response. And yes, Honourable Member, there are timelines. We do have those timelines, and as I indicated earlier, the 60 days after the end of the period, but we will work to accommodate the request from the portfolio committee. So, Chair, we'll go back now, and we will report to the Minister, and we will then be guided by the portfolio committee when we can come back and respond to the issues. Lastly, if I could appeal, if I may appeal, as a new department with the MICA, the budget, if the Honourable Members could be lenient and not penalise us to pay for the cost in the health project meeting. Just as a plea. Thank you.
Is make it worth of some. That's why you can't swing to the other end. And that's exactly what we want to analyze. This upper side is you on the other extreme. But in between the streaming waters, there's something wrong. That's why we can't work together. There's no synergy in whatever we're doing. That is the cost. We're not going to be penalizing any of you who spelled it clearly. That's the name of that has come.
all satisfied? Honorable Greg, you have a question written
from the board. Not exactly, Chair. I think I made my friend when the DJ was not here. I'm not going to repeat that. And, you know, I don't know what to say, Chair. You know what I'm angry or not. But what I was trying to say was that, sure, I understand the proof of the transition that it was hectic, and surely most of your stuff is transferred to the social development. But within your department, there's still program one and program two, which is great. And I think your staff, the staff for that program, is still within your department. So maybe after getting all those challenges, you are supposed to submit the programs related to the activities related to those two programs. I think it was going to be easier. And surely even your BRS, I think the Parliament has sent you budget review and recommendations report to the Department. These are some of the issues that you are looking for. The questions that have been raised in the comments that have been raised in the DRR. So that's why he said to us that the department is not taking us seriously. Because I think to me, we've got your Section 32 reports, which is your monthly reports that are submitted to the National Treasury. Do you want to say that you're not submitted to the National Treasury? Is that the state of call in your department? That's my question. This means that if they don't submit even to the National Treasury, then there's no department as such. There's no department. They don't have any work to do in their department. That's basically that's what I'm saying. And share. The second part, we wanted the second part that reproduces from July to September. The work that has been done, those previous months, that's what we wanted to change. And DJ, you know, when you this department tables the annual report, we indicated very clearly, all of us, that document was new to us, and we told you that we have not interacted with this, and we're worried about the submission. You apologized, you know, because we're human beings, we understood the reasons behind that. But today, this is something else, you know. It's not a matter of fighting you as a department. You want to see change. This is the fifth parliament. You want, you know, people are just complaining. You want this department to be a better department. That's why we are strengthening the issue of rebranding the department. People want to take us serious. You know, when we tell people that we are serving in the women's ministry, women's department, or portfolio committee on women, they're not taking you very seriously. It seems as if you're by the way, you know, the president has just established this department. By the way, women are talking a lot, women are crying a lot that they want their own department. You know, so let's take, they're not going to take us seriously as long as China, we not take ourselves very seriously. You know, so basically there's an issue that we are not demanding a lot to. We are just doing our work as a portfolio committee. And I don't think today we'll let them present this. They will give us time to go through all those reports, and I'm not quite sure because we are left with only 2 or 3 weeks in Parliament, and our schedule is already tight. Next week we'll be meeting CTE, they'll be presenting their quarterly report, which I think is ready for now. And there are other reports that are standing from CTE. That other choice, I think, is overwhelmed. I'm not quite sure when I'm going to interact with the department. And what I did was just indicating in terms of the transition, that what we wanted in return for only, that's what we wanted. How many staff have been transferred? Have you went to the strategic plan? How they have been, you know, all those things, only. Thank you, Chair.
further input? Everyone, and I hope the message is loud and clear. And please, may add to the conference in our conference and accept. Thank you.
24 minutes now. Honorable members, can we look at minutes of the 23rd of October? Agreed. And your seconder? Okay. Thank you very much. Thank you. Can we then go to the 28th of October? Any correction? Page 1, page 2. And page 4. Any corrections? Okay, fair. We're done.
I am not number in India, but what is Namosa saying? What is Namosa saying? What is it? What is it saying? Oh, because I said I'm oh, she got a shock, I can see. What? Don't? Chief Whip.
Yes, I'm going to change.
Oh, okay.